Anytime we can sustain a drive and end it with points is big for us. So obviously coming out of half and doing that's big.
Jordy, what were they able to do to take away the deep plays?
They played a lot more coverage than what we've seen. I mean, we've been waiting on the too high, and a lot of it came. Then I think in the second half they kind of went away from it, and which allowed us to get a little bit more active. But like we've said for weeks, teams have been playing one high. That's why we've been throwing it, and Eddie hasn't had his opportunities, but still has been running great. And so today it got reversed. You know, he got his opportunities, and he made the most of them, had a great game, made a lot of huge plays for us, especially. I mean, he's got two touchdowns, and the way he finished that, him and the line, the way they finished that four-minute drill is big.
Pretty Corliss satisfying. Had a 34-yarder. Corliss had the 34-yarder, but like you said, not a lot of explosive plays. What does that teach you guys that you can still win the game and get a gritty win?
Absolutely. You want to be able to win games multiple ways. The last couple of weeks, we've had some big blowouts and had some big explosive gains. This week was a little bit more a grinded-out type thing, and Corliss, again, made a huge play. Run after the catch, making some guys miss, and to me, he was in. But it's something that we just need to see. And we've said all year, too, we got the guys that can step up, and they did it. From Rich catching the touchdown, Corliss making big plays, Eddie running everything. So it's good to see.
Jordy, was the coverage envelope pushed a little bit tonight?
Do what?
The coverage envelope pushed a little bit. Just there was a lot of physical.
There was, but we knew that coming in. So based off what they've done in the past and the way Cincinnati used to play when Coach Zimmer was over there. So it's part of it, and they let them, you know, play the way they wanted to play. So we made the adjustment.
What did you think of the Rodgers connection there in the end zone?
It was great. To me, it took too long to throw it. we knew the play, and I saw Rich standing over there waving his arms up and down. So, but obviously a great throw, falling back, and Rich was wide open, so everyone sold it the way they were supposed to, and it works the way it's designed. I know you gotta enjoy this win. So this was a hard fought win. We gotta enjoy this. You know, I was telling John earlier. I said this makes you appreciate winning more. You know, when you really gotta grind it out, rely on everyone. It makes the game fun. Even you know, you'd like to be a little more you know successful in what we're trying to do, but to see guys step up and you know all the weight was on the low line and the running backs right there at the last possession, and they came through. They called the plays that they wanted to run, and we told them, you know, if that's the play you want, put it on your shoulders, and they did it.
So how is it that the teams can run when they know what's coming, right?
I mean, execution. Again, that's what it all comes down to. There's a man for a man, and when you got the guys we got and the way Eddie runs the ball, they just keep pushing the pop. You know, you need about 4 yards of pop, and they did that, and then, you know, the big one, I think, whatever, to seal the game.